Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics. Brad Stevens is with us. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good today, Coach. Obviously, not the result you guys wanted against the Bulls, a little shorthanded, but I want to go back prior to that. Last time we talked to you, you talked to us about the pressure that guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have on their shoulders and the way your team played in those prior games and going back to that Saturday night game seemed like a heavyweight fight, you know, with Curry and Tatum going head to head. What was the one thing, you know, that you guys really had going for you in that stretch prior to the Bulls game when you were undermanned there? What's the one thing that helped, you know, get you guys hot there in that stretch?
Well, we found ways to win. I thought we stayed together. We found resolve in all of those different games. You know, that game was without Jaylen, obviously. The Golden State game. And so it was just another, you know, another game where you just had to find a way in that stretch without Fournier, and with Rob missing the last few. You've seen us struggle at times to score. We go on stretches where we don't score quite as well, but we've hung around and for the most part stayed in games, and then at the end been very good. You know, I do think it's a little bit, we got to be careful when you really evaluate the last couple of weeks. We won six of them, but you know, we're down in five of those in the second half. And I think that we've just got to continue to try to put 48 minutes together. I do think that as you get more full, that's more likely to happen. And sometimes you have to manage those games against, especially against good teams. But you know, for the most part, I'm really pleased with our resolve, the way we've stayed together through tough times. But you know, this thing is far from peaking from our standpoint, and we have a lot of hard work ahead of us.
Brad, before the game the other night, Gary Washburn had a question about coaching in the NBA versus coaching in college. Are you at the point where you are tired of being questioned by us, whether it's here on this show or the guys on the beat, about your commitment to the Celtics or your future in coaching and all these questions that have sort of come up again with another report this week about Indiana? Are you sort of over talking about this?
For sure. But, you know, I understand people have to ask. And, you know, I don't know where people get their information. I don't know where why people decide to share it on a given night, whatever the case may be. I do know that I only know what's true. and I know that, I am very, very fortunate to be in the position I'm in. And hopefully I've proven my commitment to that over and over. Now, what I was saying the other night is I also realized, like, you know, this is a great challenge. This is a great responsibility. And these aren't usually forever jobs that I'm in for a reason, right? I mean, like, I think that ultimately you have to do really well. Your team has to show consistent growth. You have to compete at the level you want to compete at. And I get that and I understand that. But I'm also really thankful for the opportunities to be here, to coach here, to continue to be given the responsibility that we've been given. And so again, what I said the other night with how good this organization has been to me and my family and everything else, and you know, I haven't thought twice about it, about anything else since I've been here.
And you, just to clarify, you still stand by what you said a month ago, that you love coming to work every day? Because the answer the other night, I know that it didn't disqualify anything you had said a month ago, but some people read into it as the
tone. If you look at it in print.
Yeah, the tone had changed a little bit when you read your quote in print the other night that, you know, you owed something to the Celtics versus I love being Celtics head coach.
Well, I think I do owe something to the Celtics, and that's everything I have every day. And so that's part of it, too. But I love it, man. You can do both.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I think that we're probably looking too far into that, but
okay,
whatever.
Yeah. How scared do you get when a guy comes to the gym and all of a sudden he's sick, given, you know, you guys playing through a pandemic and you're waiting on a test and now all of a sudden the other guy's sick too? And what the hell do we got going on in our locker room?
Oh, man. This is, it's been nonstop. It's been frustrating all year, certainly with all the COVID stuff. And then obviously a couple guys being out sick and, you know, it doesn't look like we're going to be full here as we move forward, even through this weekend. So
wow.
It's a constant challenge. I just think that's part of it. But it is frustrating at some point, you know, and I know a lot of teams are going through it, but at some point you would like to have a chance to be as close to full as possible and be able to get a chance to see how good you can be. You know, again, I think over the last 7 games or so, you've seen moments, you've seen spurts, but it's not, you know, we've also had droughts. And the droughts don't surprise me when you're playing against really good teams, and the droughts don't surprise me when you're not full. That said, great teams find a way to win anyways. And so it was encouraging that we have found a way to win a couple of those, though by no means are we, you know, close to great yet.
Are you sort of waiting around and hoping that things get a lot better on the health front, so you're not exactly wishing away the rest of the regular season? You could sort of slow roll this before you get to the playoffs and hopefully be in a better position health-wise.
Well, we're not in a, you know, we're in a dogfight, right? I mean, it is a, you know, because of the position we're in, because of the way that, you know, the season has gone up to the past 2 weeks. I mean, we're in a position where we're, you know, going to be fighting and scratching for every opportunity in the postseason. And so, you know, every game is important. Every game means a lot. And so, yeah, I think that as a coach and certainly not a medical expert, I think hope is my problem, is the buzzword, right? Is that you hope that people get healthy. You hope we don't get hit by continued cases of COVID, and you hope that we can maintain good health when we're on the floor.
You know, speaking of health, you got Jabari Parker. You only had him a short time now. What do you like that you see out of him, you know, in a short time you've had him?
He can score. You know, I think that's the number one thing. He's always been able to score. I mean, I think when you get a guy and you have to, you know, learn him so quickly and get him used to our system and get him used to everything we're doing, I think the biggest thing is that, you know, you try to remind yourself what his strengths were when you were fearful of him and playing against him. And we certainly have played against him a lot over the past few years. And, you know, we really went back to that 2018 Milwaukee playoff series when it went 7 games. We were fortunate to win it in 7 at home. But he gave us fits on the offensive end of the floor, his ability to play in the seams, his ability to play, make plays for others, and his cuts along the baseline. And you've already seen that several times in our first couple of games that he's played, where he's scored it off baseline cuts, on corner crash rebounds, on nice little post moves. And now we just got to get him up to speed on, you know, all of our actions, all of our calls, the different things we're trying to do defensively. You know, it's you can say play in a basic system, you know, and Scott, I mean, you're familiar with it in football. I know that a lot of times they'll bring in a quarterback and they'll run a basic set of plays, whatever the case may be. But you can only be basic so long when you're on the, you know, the end of the season.
Right.
Because at the end of the season, everybody knows you better. And in the playoffs, they really dial into you. And so you've got to be able to do a lot of different things, a lot of different calls, a lot of different quick adjustments, things on the fly. And so there's quite a steep learning curve over the next couple of weeks.
And based on that system comment with the football, and you being a Patriots fan now, you know, off of your comments, should they trade up to get Mac Jones, you know, to sort of replace, you know, what Josh has done with Brady?
I didn't watch any of the college football. Okay. And you know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
Yeah. Probably like a lot of people do.
That's how we remain employed.
I wouldn't be able to tell you if that guy's going to be a good pro or not.
Right.
I mean, like, I guess I could turn on, what was that old Gruden QB camp?
Chase him around with noodles.
Yeah. Can you throw a wet ball? You know, all that stuff.
I've seen Herb Street's doing some of that now, but I haven't watched it close enough, so I can't tell you. Like, I trust in the people down there, and I'll look forward to rooting them on.
You know, we should have clarified and cleared this up a month ago, but we didn't, and that's on us. When you said you're a masshole now and you swerve, we were listening back the other day, and we didn't know exactly what you meant by that. And we had someone who now lives out in the Midwest and is from Boston and said, you guys have no idea how courteous the drivers are and how at an intersection, people don't go around people. Is that what you were referring to in that?
Yeah, in the Midwest, when you get to a four-way stop, not all four noses of the cars all go in right at each other, right? You just wave, you let the person go, you know, it's a little bit slower paced in that regard. And so that's what I meant by that. If you guys are still playing that,
we are.
Wouldn't that be like a problem?
It's a good cut.
No, it's cut. We play the hits.
Are the Red Sox playing too well? Like
12-6. They're 12-6.
Talking about them.
You're better content.
They're playing awesome.
Better content. We play the hits. We play the good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're like a top 40 station of sports.
I'm better content.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night and day.
We're gonna have to rank the rankers.
Yeah. Hey, the ratings are good, Brad. Yeah. The ratings are good.
Are people like you.
Good. Yeah. Pick up a copy of the Boston Globe today. Read all about it.
I look forward to it. Well, if you guys are on, I'm sure everybody's listening. So it's fun to I do think that you can move on from whatever clips you're moving on from or talking about with me. And talking about my adjustment to Boston over the last 8 years.
Do you feel you live in a snobby town? We did the snobby thing yesterday.
Do you feel Massachusetts in general is snobby?
I know which town you live in.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. I have thoroughly enjoyed everybody I've come across.
I don't mind
when somebody, you know, flips me off when I'm driving and they're not happy with the way I'm driving. I take that as a way of saying hello.
I mean, everybody's
got their own way of saying hi.
We won't say your town, but your town made the list of the snobby towns when we brought this up yesterday. A lot of people were talking about all the snobby towns because Massachusetts has recently been named the snobbiest state in the entire country. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're dealing
by
with that.
By what rating system?
It was
I go back. Like, where do we get this rating?
It was from Zipia, and Zipia used a calculation that involved 4-year college degrees and consumption of wine were two of the big factors in the equation and the algorithms they used.
It's because Harvard's here.
The Ivy League schools factored in as well, but that pretty much means the Northeast was going to win this thing in a rout. Yeah.
Wow. So. It feels like a slow news week.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, things are going great.
Get it cranked up, Coach.
All right, Brad. Thank you.
Get back at it. All right. See you, buddy.
Brad Stevens with us on the Volkswagen Dealers
Expert Hotline. Who's in your Super League?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.